Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 12, Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Concerning the Enjoyment of the Good Land, seen with five major figures in 1st and 2nd Samuel. Tuesday, Related Verses, 1 Samuel 3, verses 10, 20, and 21. Verse 10. Then Jehovah came and stood by and called, as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. Verses 20 and 21. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of Jehovah. And Jehovah continued to appear in Shiloh, for Jehovah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Jehovah. Luke 10, verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 16 to 18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 to 7. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Related reading. Samuel was faithful in all his statuses and offices. As a Levite, he served God his whole life. As a Nazarite, he kept his consecration without failure. As a priest-prophet, he spoke for God honestly and initiated the prophethood to replace the fading priesthood in the divine revelation. As a judge, he was faithful to God and just to the people, terminating the judgeship and bringing in the kingship for the changing of the age and the fulfillment of God's economy on the earth. Samuel enjoyed his portion of the good land to the fullest for his whole life. He was therefore a person who enjoyed the God-allotted portion of the promised good land, that is, Christ. There was no defect in his enjoyment of Christ. The only defect in Samuel's history was that he appointed his two sons as judges among the children of Israel. His sons did not follow in his ways, and this gave cause for the children of Israel to ask for a king. Humanly speaking, Samuel made a mistake in this matter, but this mistake helped God to manage the situation among his people for the fulfillment of his economy. Mary had a proper attitude. There are at least four aspects to a proper attitude. 1. She was at the feet of the Lord Jesus, drawing near to the Lord. This is the shortest and quickest way to grow in life. No method is better than coming to him moment by moment, loving him, worshiping him, and unceasingly fellowshipping with him and remaining in his presence. Many who know God in a deep way have found this way. Paul also charged us to pray unceasingly. If a man unceasingly fellowships with the indwelling Christ with an unveiled face, he will be changed into the Lord's likeness. 2. She sat at the feet of the Lord. This means that she put herself in a humble position. Humility is a crucial condition for receiving God's blessing. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humility is not belittling ourselves. Humility is ignoring ourselves, negating ourselves, and considering ourselves as nothing. If we draw near to God with deep humility, he will give grace to us. 3. She was sitting down. She was not busy like her sister. Quietness is often the source of spiritual strength. The greatest challenge man faces is being quiet before the Lord. His eyes and thoughts often are distracted to the outside world. Of all the members in the body, the eyes are the busiest, and of all the faculties in the soul, the mind is the busiest. Those who are busy cannot receive revelation easily. A wandering mind and vacillating thoughts are like restless waves on a lake. The lake will never be able to clearly reflect the flowers and trees on the shore. If a man wants to have the Lord's image imprinted in him and to be transformed into the Lord's image, quietness is a necessity. 4. She was listening to the Lord's word. The words that the Lord speaks are spirit and life. Through this word, the Lord dispenses himself to men. Her listening to the Lord's word afforded the Lord the opportunity to communicate himself to her, so that she would gain the Lord and become like him. She was continually receiving the Lord himself. She did not just hear words. She was meeting the Lord. It is a pity for anyone to just hear man's voice in a sermon and not meet the Christ behind the voice.